Boker Tov, good morning. We are on Daf Kaf Bet. Today we're in the bottom of 21A. 21B, sorry. We're in the bottom of 21B. Today's Daf is Daf 22. I apologize again, I'm a little bit under the weather, so bear with me. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah. Shalema of all the Chalim, Bichladam, Chimdam, Racham, and Chandrjan, and Machanukam, and Rifka. Sarabat Moni, Shalom, and Sarada bin Racha, and Fabat, the Barab, Rifka, and the Chavir, Rifka, and the Ser. Shalom, and Sarafai, and Amisham, and Hana, and Fabat, and Miriam. Yabadam, and Yafah, and Hana, and Racha, and Hana, 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 נבתה ילה בת מרים רחל בת עינה אביר ממשה מן יפה להבדיל למשמת דוד בן אליהו לילדן המדפריים שמול משאל בועז מן אברהם תינה בת אהרון תמה ברכה בת אברהם משה בן נפרד אליהו בן יוסף יצחק ושלמה שלמה בן יצחק חיים להבדיל לרעיון דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we're at the bottom of 21B. There's a mnemonic, but it's written in parentheses, so we don't generally read the parentheses unless it's a bracket, so we're just going to skip that for now. But there's four incidents over here that happen, four different stories that relate to what we were talking about yesterday. If somebody makes a neder and goes to a chacham, and the chacham asks him, really, did you really have your intention to make such a neder? Do you regret it? So on and so forth. Then they permit their neder. So let's see these four incidents. There was somebody who came in front of Rabbi Asi. Amar le, he said to him, "Kado tahit, have you regretted this neder?" Amar le, lo. He said, "What? Have I not regretted such a neder? Of course I have." Visharia. So based on that, regretting, he permitted him. He annulled his neder. Story number two. Ahuda ata le kamei der Rabbi Elazar. There was somebody who came in front of Rabbi Elazar. Amar le ba'it nador. He said to him, "Did you really want this neder? Did you want this neder to be in effect?" Amar le ilu lo meragzinli. Lo ba'inam klum. He said, if they hadn't angered me, this is the way that my Farash explains, I would not have made such a nether altogether. So he's saying, I really did not want such a nether, but I was only angry when I made such a nether. Amarlei tehek ba'it. It should be as you want. Meaning, it should not be a nether altogether. Third story. Sorry, Mechila. Hahi iteda, there was this woman, de addarta de birata. She made a neder against her daughter. Okay? That her daughter cannot benefit from her. Atay le kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. So she came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Amarla, he said to her, Ilu hava yadat de amran megirtich. If you would have known that your neighbors would have said, Allah de birtach, would have spoken about your daughter. Your neighbors would have started speaking about your daughter the way you, based on what you saw. Ilu lo chamat ba ima milin da ziva. If you had not seen these type of things, the way that the Ran explains it, type of things that made you want to make this type of neder, meaning you saw something that she did that made you want to make this neder. Had you not seen that, bichdi lo adarta, you would not have made such a neder bechinam. You would not have made such a neder without any reason. So mi adarta, would you have made this neder? Meaning, if you hadn't seen what had happened, would you have made such a nether on your daughter that she can't benefit from you? So the Gemara says, Amra le, she said back to him, lo, I would not have made such a nether, visharia. And based on that, he permitted her nether. Okay, story number four. Bar barate de Rabbi Yanai, the grandson of Rabbi Yanai, his daughter's son of Rabbi Yanai, Saba. Ata le kamei de Rabbi Yanai Saba, he came in front of his grandfather. Amar le, he said to him, and he had a nether. So, ilo hava yadat de patchin pinkasecha umashmeshin beovdach minadart. If you would have known that they open up your pleasure and they look inside all of your actions, all of your deeds when you make a nether, would you have made such a nether? So, amar le lo. He said, no, I would not have made a nether if I knew that. Visharya. And based on that, he permitted him. Amar.
Once a person makes a nether, they open up his.
Yeah, based on that, exactly. They open up, exactly. They open up his actions, his deeds, and they see if he's good or not. Amar Rabbi Abba, Maikra, what's the pasuk to prove this? Ve'achar nedarim levaker, after the neder, they come and check, meaning there's openings of a person's deeds after he makes such a neder. Ve'af agav depatach Rabbi Yanai lei, even though Rabbi Yanai really opened up the opportunity to open his neder over there, anan lo patchinan lei beha, we don't open up a neder like that. We don't do such a thing. Velo patchinan behada acharinaita. And we also don't open up a neder in another situation. Damar Abba Barchana, Amar Biyachanan. He says, May patach le Rabban Gamliel lahu saba. What did Rabban Gamliel open up a neder for that elderly man? So the pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, Yesh bote, I think it is bote b'mad kerot cherev or charev ulashon chachamim marpe. It says, what does this pasuk mean? Kol ha bote ra'ui ledokero becherev. Anybody who makes a neder, we should stab him with a sword. Ela lashon chachamim marpe. But anyhow, the lashon of the chachamim, meaning the opportunity for the chachamim to annul such a neder, heals them. So they have that opportunity to be able to be annulled. Okay? Okay, beseder. Okay? Velo patchinen bahada acharinaitam. We said we don't open up a neder in another situation either. So what other situation are we talking about? The Tanya, the Braita says, Rabbi Natan Omer, hanoder ke'ilu bana bama. If somebody makes a neder, it's as if he built a bama. It's as if he built a mizbeach at the time that you're asur to build a mizbeach. So he built. That's forbidden to build a mizbeach. Not only that, v'amekaymo, somebody who fulfills the neder, v'amekaymo. V'amekaymo. Sorry, somebody who fulfills the neder, ki'ilu makriv alav korban. It's as if he sacrificed a korban on that bama, which is even worse of an isur. You're not allowed to sacrifice the korban on a mizbeach, right? That's as if you're sacrificing outside of the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, Beresha patchinan. On the initial part of that beraita, we open up a person's neder. Whereas Beseifa, on the latter part of the beraita, Abaye amar patchinan. Abaye says we open it. Rava amar lo patchinan. Rava says we do not open it.
That was in the bone bama. If you knew that, yes, you were bone bama.
Exactly. In that case, we're more lenient by somebody building a bama in that reference. Whereas in the reference of actually sacrificing a korban on the bama that you're not allowed to do, that is it's a machloket. Abaye and Rava. Okay? So for the resha we open up, for the seifa to machloket. Rav Kahana matnila lehashmada behaden lishna. Rav Kahana explained in the lashon that we just explained. Rav Tivyomi explained the following. Beseifa lo patchinan beresha. In the latter part of the beraita, we don't open up. Lo patchinan, we don't open it up as neder. Beresha, in the earlier part of the beraita, it's a machloket. Abaye amar patchinan, Abaye says we open it up. Rava amar lo patchinan, Rava says we do not open it up. So it's actually a machloket on the resha. V'hilchetan halacha is lo patchinan, lo beresha velo beseifa. We don't open up the neder, not in the beginning of the beraita, not the beginning reference, not in the latter reference. Doesn't make a difference. We don't open it up.
Beseifa, he fulfilled it.
Fulfilled it, meaning
he did it.
Huh?
What are we opening up?
Meaning in that reference to a person makes a neder and come. Oh, it's a good question.
Now,
okay, so look at
them, you're building a bana. Did you mean to build a bana? Or once you fulfill it, you come to bishkudim. Did you want to do that? So
let's look at the run. Ve'amekaymo kelomar she'enon nish'al alav. What it means to fulfill it is he didn't go to ask a chacham to annul it. Ki ilu hikriv alota bama korban v'chayav mishum shechutei chutz. And it's as if he sacrificed outside. So it's not necessarily actually fulfilling. He didn't go to a chacham. So now it's saying, are you allowed to open up and try to annul his neder? The answer is, it's a machloket, which shita you go with.
Halakha l'masa neder one.
Yeah, halakha neither. Very good.
You don't use this to do.
Then we say, v'lo patchinen behan nami di Shmuel. We also don't open up without which Shmuel says. Da'amar Shmuel says, afal pisha mekaimon nikra rasha. Even if a person fulfills it, he's called a rasha. He's called a wicked person. Amar Rabbi Abau says, maikra, what's the pasuk that tells us this? When a person ceases to make neder, it should not be any sin. So the Gemara says, "Ve'yalif chadala chadala," and we learn out an actual gezerah shava from another place that says "seize." K'tiv hacha ki techdal lindor. It says over here when a person ceases to take a neder. Uchtiv hatam. It says over there in another pasuk, "Sham reshaim chadelu rogez," that when a person essentially that pasuk has the word chaddelu and has the word rasha in it. So we're learning out from the fact that that has chaddelu, has chadal, sees.
No more rasha for
exactly. So when a person leaves, that's it. There's no more wickedness. But it uses that word rasha to say that even if a person fulfills the nether, since he made such a nether, he is called a rasha. Amar Rav Yosef, af ananami tenina. We also learned. We actually learned this earlier. If somebody makes a neder, like a neder of a kosher person, lo amar kelum. It's as if he said nothing. Kenidrei Reshaim, if he makes a neder like that which of a wicked person, Nadar ben Nazir Korban Shavua. It's as if he made a neder by a Nazir, by a Korban, and by an oath. All of these cases, it's as if he made such a neder because a neder. Thank you so much.
Is it holy time here?
Yes.
Holy time.
Yes. Sorry, Mechila. Nadar ben Nazir Korban Shavua. It's as if he made a neder by a Nazir, Korban, and a Shavua, meaning somebody makes a neder like a Rasha, it's as if he made a neder. So a Rasha's neders are neders, meaning a kasher person in general wouldn't make neders. A Rasha would make neders.
Why did Hashem give you a choice and chance to make a neder if it's something that is?
We have free choice. Why do you have a free choice to do good and bad? So I mean, it's a machloket. No. It's a machloket, Tanaim, in Masachet Chulin, if it's good to make a neder and fulfill it, or you shouldn't make a neder altogether. We saw that earlier. You had it here in the Darim also, but it's in Masachet Chulin as well. So it's a machloket Tanaim, really. If Rabbi Yehuda says it's good to make the neder altogether, you shouldn't, you'll fulfill it. I think it's Rabbi Meir who says, no, you shouldn't make it altogether. Okay? So it's a machloket. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Kol ha-ko'es, kol mine gehinam sholtin bo. It says, anybody who is angry, this is actually in the Igeret HaRamban also. It says, all types of anger, they are sholet bo, they are controlling him. All types of gehinam, sorry, all types of gehel, they control him. Shneimar, v'haser kas mi libecha, remove the anger from your heart, v'aver ra'ami b'sarecha, and you remove the evil from your flesh. Ve'in ra'a ela gehinam, and ra'a means the wickedness is referring to Gehinam Shneimar, Kol Pa'al Adonai Lema'aneu, Vegam Rasha Liyom Ra'ah. It says in the Pasuk that all of the actions of Hashem, all of the things are for Hashem, for the praise of Hashem. Vegam Rasha Liyom Ra'ah. And even a wicked person, even the wicked one, is made for the day of his evil.
So Gehinam is good for Rasha.
Right, exactly. A day of meaning. There is Gehinam that has to do with the word Ra'ah. That's what the idea is over here. Velo od, and not only that, Ela shehatachtoniyot shaltot bo. When a person gets angry, the hemorrhoids control him. He gets hemorrhoids. Shneimar, Menatan Adonai Dachad Sham Lev Rogez V'chilyon Einayim V'davon Nafesh. So what does Pasuk mean? Ezu davar shemechala et ha'inayim mad'iv et ha'nefesh. What is something that destroys the eyes and ruins the soul of a person? Hevei omer elo tachtoniyot. That's referring to hemorrhoids. Now a story. We're going to have some musar about anger. Ula b'miske la'arad Israel. When Ula was going up to move to Eretz Israel, itlavu le'train b'nei Chozai b'hadei. He had two people from b'nei Chozai that came with him. Okay? Kam chad shachtei l'chavrei. One of them went and killed the other one. He got angry and killed him. Ki ate l'kamid Rabbi Yochanan. Sorry. Amar le'ur la'ula. So he asked Ula, Ya'ut avdi, did I do good? The murderer asked, did I do good? So Amar le'in. So Ula told him, yeah, he was afraid that he was going to kill Ula too. So he told him, yeah, you did great. Upara le'beit ha'shechita, you should also open up where you slaughtered him. You know, rip it open. Like, he tried to act tough. Like, you know. So the Gemara says, ki atel kamed Rabbi Yochanan. When Ula came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar le, dil machas shalom achzike yedei over avira. Maybe I helped a sinner continue sinning. He got scared, Ula asked Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar le, Rabbi Yochanan told him, nafshecha hitzalta, you saved your soul. That's more important than anything. Whatever, exactly. If you have pikuach nefesh, you can save your soul doing anything. Katamar Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan still was wondering about a pasuk. It says michti k'tiv. It says in the pasuk, "V'natan Adonai Echad sham lev rogez ragaz." Sorry, what does pasuk mean? B'bavel k'tiv. This pasuk is actually referring to Hashem giving in a person's heart to have anger. It's referring to in Bavel, not in Eretz Yisrael. So this story was talking about in Eretz Yisrael. They went up to Eretz Yisrael. So how could that be? So the Gemara says, "Amar le." Ahushata, that time period, Lo Avrin Yardena, they still had not passed the Jordan River. Right? So they didn't pass the Jordan when that action happened. And it wasn't within the tomb of Eretz Yisrael. It was not within Eretz Yisrael. So therefore that was still considered outside. I guess the Yardena is still considered not Eretz Yisrael at that time. Okay? Amar Rabbah Barafuna. Kol HaKoes Afilu Shekhina Ina Choshuva Kenegdo. Anybody who gets angry, even the Shekhina is not important to him. Shneimar Rasha Kegova Apo. Bali drosh in Elohim kol mezimotav, that a rasha, when he has a, you know, he gets haughty, so he doesn't even search for Hashem, and not only that, in his thoughts he doesn't even think for Hashem, he doesn't think about Hashem at all. Rabbi Yirmiyah midifti amar meshakeach talmudo, he forgets his learning, umosif tipshut, and he adds in more stupidity in his life. Shneimar ki kas bechek kesilim yanuach, that the anger sits in the fool's laps. Uchtiv ukesil yifros ivelit, that it actually caused them to become stupider. The anger.
The stupid things.
Yeah. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Biyadua She'avonotav Merubin Miskuyotav. Somebody gets angry, you can tell that they have more sins than merits. Somebody's anger. Shneimar Ubal Chemar Rav Pasha. That somebody who is angry, he has lots of sins, as you can tell. Amar Avada Berabbi Chanina, Ilmale Chatu Israel. Had the Jewish people not sinned, lo nitan lahem ela chamishei chamishei Torah v'sefer Yehoshua, they would only have been given the five books of the Torah and the book of Yehoshua, bilvad. She'erkash el Eretz Yisrael, because that is the portion of Eretz Yisrael, meaning that's where you find out all the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, the arrangement. But with the other books now, because they got angry, you can tell that all of that is because of their anger, in order to give them musar on their anger. So my ta'ama,
that was everything needed.
Right, if they hadn't gotten angry. So my time, what's the reason? Ki berov chokhma, rav ka'as. That the more wisdom, the more anger, the more potential, is more anger is possible. So, you know, the more anger they had, they caused more of the Nevi'im and Ketuvim to be written for them to receive the Musar from those books. Amar Rabbi Asi, ein iskakin ladokei Yisrael. We do not help a person in a case of a neder, when he makes a neder to Elokei Yisrael, to the God of Israel, when he says it like that. Chutz, except for an example like the following. Mikonam ishti nehenetli. If somebody takes a neder, he says, "Konam my wife to benefit from me." She ganevat kisi. She stole my.
Swearing in the name of Hashem here.
Yes, she stole my wallet. Vishehiketa et beni, or she hit my son. And then we find out venodash shelo ganeva v'shelo hikato. We find out she actually did not steal and she did not hit the son. So only in that type of case would we help the woman get annul that neder. Whereas in general, if a person makes a neder to Elokei Israel, to the God of Israel with Hashem's name, we would not help him. Then there was a story. Hahida atay lekamed Ravasi. There was a person who came in front of Ravasi, a woman. Amar la b'may nadart. He said to her,
"Not nadaring." So therefore, normally you don't do it except for a situation like that.
Yes, right. So Amar la b'may nadart. He said to her, "Why? What did you make a neder? What was your neder? How did you say it?" Be'el okay, Israel. It says with the God of Israel, the name of God of Israel. So Amar la in nadart b'mohi. If you would have made a neder with Mohi, who was Mohi? Moshe, right? It was a nickname for Moshe. If you would have made a meaning it means to say a nickname for a God. If you would have made a nickname for God, Shiakinui Ba'alma Mistakinan Lach, I would have helped you. We would have came and helped you on all that neder. Hashta delon nadart be Mohi, but now that you didn't use a nickname. Ella, Beloke Israel, you actually use God's name himself. Lo Mizdakikna Lach. We cannot help you. That's story number one. Story number two. Rav Kahana ikla lebei Rav Yosef. Rav Kahana went to the house of Rav Yosef. Amar le, so Rav Yosef told him, litom mor midi, eat something. So Amar le, Rav Kahana told him,
Tarof,
yeah. Amar le, lo, he said, no, I'm not going to eat. Mare kula lo taim na le. He says, by the master of the world, I take like a nether not to eat from you. So Amar le, so Rav Yosef said back to him, lo, mare kula lo taim at le. Okay, he says, no, you know what? I'm taking a nether that you don't eat from me. He took another, I'm not going to eat from you. So he took another, you're not going to eat from me. So the Gemara says, Hanichal Rav Kahana. Makes sense, Rav Kahana. Da Amar Lo Marikula. That he said, no, master of the world, I'm not going to eat from him. But Ela Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, Amai Amar Lo Marikula. Why did he say no by the master of the world? What was his point of the nether? There was already a nether against him from eating from his food. So the Gemara says, Hachihu Deka Amar Le. This is what he meant to say to him. Lo, no. Mari kulaud kamar? Did you say by the master of the world? Did you make a nether by the master of the world? If so, hilkach lote imatle. That's it. He's not making a nether. He's saying essentially that if you made such a nether by the master of the world, then yes, you cannot eat from my food. Exactly. Amar Ava, Amar Nachman, and the halacha is hilcheta potchin mecharata. We open up a person's nether when they have regret, when they come with regret. Veniskakin beloke Israel. And we actually help them, even if they swear by the gods of Israel, by the God's name of Israel, we still help them open up such a nether. Okay, we're going to stop there. We're going to do a quick 1 minute recap. We started at the bottom of the page. We brought four cases on situations of how a person made a nether, regretted it, and how he was coming to annul such a nether. Then, as we got to the Amud Aleph, we started giving lots of musar about the aspect of kas, about anger. That a person should never get angry, and gehinam comes and controls him, and hemorrhoids, and all different types of bad things come upon a person when they get angry. As we flipped the Amud Bet, we started talking about when a person makes a swear and which terms he uses. So if he makes an oath using God's name, Elokei Yisrael. So we tried to say initially that we do not help such a person annul that neder. And we had a back and forth, a couple of stories, and we ended up with the halakha, the maskana, the conclusion of the daf was that actually we do open up a person's neder if they have regret, and we can help a person annul that type of neder or oath, for example, let's say, if even if they used God's name, Elokei Yisrael. Okay?